Morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this 19th Sunday after Pentecost. Our opening this morning was the first portion of the hymn, Christ is Made the Sure Foundation. This timeless hymn celebrates the solid rock of Jesus Christ, our Savior. In the part of St. Paul's letter to the church at Philippi that we hear today, he begins with what seems to be a boastful list of his credentials, why he should be held in high esteem under the law as it was given to Israel. But he turns it upside down, throwing it away, recognizing it as nothing more than rubbish. The righteousness he has received is his and ours only through faith in Christ, not by works, not by lineage, not by what we have received from any other source. We join in a reflection on our gains being only loss and our pride as being worthy of nothing more than contempt in the hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
A reading from the third chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Philippi. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness, under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I count it as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Oh,
Today's gospel reading is another parable that Jesus presented in Holy Week, only days before his crucifixion. He tells again who he is, the son of the master of a house who planted a vineyard. Their treatment of the master's messengers and son reflects the rejection by the people of Israel of the prophets and finally the master's son, the Messiah. The stone rejected by the builders refers to Psalm 118, one of the psalms very well known as part of the Hallel, the psalms used in the appointed festivals of Israel.
A reading from the 21st chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said, "Hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did the same to them. Finally he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance.' And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking about them, and although they were seeking to arrest him, they feared the crowds, because they held him to be a prophet.
Thank you for welcoming us into your home this morning to share the love of Jesus with you. Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Sunday morning worship services begin at 9 o'clock, with Bible class and Sunday school for all ages immediately following the worship service. There are many other events and happenings throughout the week. For more information, don't hesitate to contact the church office at 574-896-2025. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. May you reign with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit forevermore, as our hymnist writes in today's closing hymn, "Christ is made the sure foundation."